Well, I think, first of all, the music. Tchaikovsky's score is so magical and so wonderful, and as soon as you hear it, you think Nutcracker and you think Christmas time. Our production of Frisch's Presents the Nutcracker is 1 year old this year. Last year, our artistic director and CEO, Victoria Morgan, choreographed this whole new performance. So we have new sets, we have new costumes, we have new everything. You still see those bits and pieces that you're used to from seeing the Nutcracker growing up. You still see all the same toys, you still see all the same characters, but it's been updated and it's really decadent, and it's really a great family outing.
You'll be hosting the Nutcracker Luncheon this Saturday at the Duke Energy Center in downtown Cincinnati, but you won't be performing the whole ballet. What will people see?
Well, what they're going to see are pieces, excerpts from our performance of the Nutcracker performed by our Cincinnati Ballet Otto M. Budig Academy students. So it's going to be an abridged version, about a half-hour-long performance, and it's a really great way to introduce children to the ballet, particularly if they can't sit through an entire two-hour performance. It's a great way for them to get an introduction to the ballet and to the art form.
And you're inviting kids to take part in the Rat King Parade. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We're inviting the children at the end to get together with some of the Academy students who have performed and go through a little Rat King Parade throughout the Duke Energy Center. And it's really wonderful to see the looks on all the kids' faces. They get so excited just being so close to the performers and to the costumes. And it's a really great way for them to interact.
Great photo opportunity there. And this is a family-friendly luncheon. What's on the menu?
Well, we are going to have wrap sandwiches, as well as macaroni and cheese and chicken tenders and other kid-friendly items. But we're also going to have some really delicious sugar cookies and things provided by the Duke Energy Center.
This event is the kickoff to the holiday season for so many families across the tri-state. What makes it such a great tradition?
Well, the luncheon, it's really been a tradition for over 40 years in the Cincinnati area. It's a great tradition for families. You see a lot of grandparents bringing their children and bringing their grandchildren. It's really become a generational thing. And we see a lot of the same faces, and we see it growing every year. We have more than 600 people who will be attending this year, and it's really wonderful to see it continue to blossom.
You can find out how to get details for the Nutcracker Luncheon presented by the Cincinnati Ballet on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Brittany Van Honey, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Matt.